I had an old friend who was going through financial crisis. And when she asked for the solution, I said, start planning something that you enjoy. She said, I enjoy traveling. I enjoy visiting places. And I said, exactly, start planning that and definitely make it a point to go. She said, are you crazy? I'm barely juggling for my daily existence and you want me to spend extra? And I said, trust me, if you plan something that you really enjoy, you'll find out ways and means to have that kind of money. And of course, you will survive. Not only survive, life will be fantastic in those days. Let your life be a series of fun moments and you'll figure out ways and means to make your ends meet. Not only that, you might have even surplus and a better life. That's what exactly happened. She started frequently traveling, and interestingly, she would always have extra money for that, and people would invite her, host her, and she would have such a great time doing exactly what she loved doing. And she would have enough money, not only just enough money, more than what she needed. Have you seen slum dwellers? I've been in Mumbai and I've seen slum dwellers who barely earn enough money to have 2 square meals a day. However, they would always have entertainment avenues like a television set or internet connection and a tiny mobile where they can watch movies. They would have enough money to go for the first show of their favorite movie of their favorite hero. How do they manage that? It's the desire to enjoy life makes their life worthwhile. Now, that enjoyment could be different for different people. It could be an exotic travel in foreign countries for someone, or it could be simple walk on a beach, or it could be cooking a favorite dish for someone you loved. Whatever is your idea of fun and joy, make sure you do that periodically and later make it a way of life. Now you may argue that I've got such a profession, such a job, so much of responsibility that I hardly have time to indulge into something that I enjoy. Well, even if you're commuting by local transport, take interest in someone, have some meaningful conversation, crack a joke, listen to somebody's joke, or find some humor in daily activity that you do. Even if you're a busy housewife, find some joy in doing something creative, something different, calling up a neighbor or meeting an old friend in a little time that you would have. What a joy it would be. Even if you're doing daily chores, you can find joy in that. It is not about what you do, it's about your mindset. If you open up to enjoy your life, you'll figure out your ways and means to do that. The idea is to enjoy your life. So why do people not enjoy life? The biggest issue is their guilt. Address the guilt. Now you may say, I have no guilt. Well, when you start working with Radical, you'll understand that there are a lot of hidden guilts. Maybe from current life, maybe from past life reprogramming, maybe at the conscious mind level, subconscious or soul level. Start addressing your guilt, and as your guilt level reduces, you will naturally give yourself permission to enjoy your life and have fun and joy. Address your regrets. If you have regrets, you are going to silently punish yourself and make your life very miserable for yourself. Address your incompletions. Complete your daily life from moment to moment when there is a sense of fulfillment, accomplishment, and completion. You will certainly allow yourself to celebrate life. However, if there is a sense of incompletion, you are going to curtail yourself from celebrating your life. And when you're not celebrating your life, life becomes a big burden for you. And last but not the least, challenge your beliefs and conditionings about fun and joy. If you have a very rigid and strict criteria about fun and joy, you may not be able to enjoy your life. Don't wait for a special moment. Don't wait for the D-Day. Don't wait for the final outcome. Make celebration, happiness, and joy your true companion in life and not the end destination. Know that you deserve to enjoy. And that's what will make your life awesome. This is Atman Parmar with another episode on Awesome Life with Awesome Vibes. Keep enjoying and keep thriving well in life. If you really care to work with your backlogs, beliefs, conditionings, stay tuned and keep listening and reciting with me the powerful radical statements with catalyst keywords. If you want to learn more about these catalyst keywords and learn the art of designing the statements, join us for a curriculum or courses. Till then, recite with me or after me and feel the difference in your level of joy and happiness. I transform and transcend my sadness. I transform and transcend my sadness. I transform and transcend my sadness. I transform and transcend my guilt. I transform and transcend my guilt. I transform and transcend my guilt. I transform and transcend my regrets. I transform and transcend my regrets. I transform and transcend my regrets. I transform and transcend my incompletions. I transform and transcend my incompletions. I transform and transcend my incompletions. I transform and transcend my hurt. I transform and transcend my hurt. I transform and transcend my hurt. I transform and transcend my rigid beliefs. I transform and transcend my rigid beliefs. I transform and transcend my rigid beliefs. I transform and transcend my reluctance to enjoy. I transform and transcend my reluctance to enjoy. I transform and transcend my reluctance to enjoy. I awaken joy. I awaken joy. I awaken joy. I awaken happiness. I awaken happiness. I awaken happiness. I awaken an awesome life. I awaken an awesome life. I awaken an awesome life. I synchronize with 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 happy and joyous life. I synchronize with a happy and joyous life. I synchronize with a happy and joyous life. Keep reciting, stay tuned, and enjoy an awesome life.